Ja, Barbecue Coastline. Barbecue Coastline is filled with the Yisraelis HaTorah. Where it says, indeed, Barbecue Coastline, before Shavuos. Shavuos is Kabbalah HaTorah. And not remembering Kabbalah Satera of 3,500 years ago. It's Kabbalah Satera of we re-accept it. Ron Shabbos says, you don't do a dangerous operation right before Shavuos. Why not? Shavuos, the world is in abeyance. God said, we'll accept the Torah or not. If they don't accept the Torah, it goes back to 12 of them. We re-accept the Torah. We accept the Torah, we know there are serious consequences to the Torah. Torah is bracha, Torah is klala. And we accept the bracha, we accept the klala. But Parshas Bahar begins with probably one of the most important news ideas. Klai Yisrael are coming into their country. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving everyone a chelek. And then, they're told first thing, Sheishonim Tizra Sadecha, Sheishonim Tizma Kamech, Vashonu Hashvi Shabbos Yor, Shabbos Lashem. It's a year, yeah, you can think it's your land. It's a year dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an incredible, incredible, incredible idea here. Shabbos, Kedushas Hazman, talked last week about that. There's a day that's set aside once every 7 days for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos Hashem. There's Din Onik. There's also Din Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh is Limud HaTorah Barabim, Tefillah Barabim, a tzibur as a tzibur, learning Torah and davening, and a yochid as a yochid, spending half of his time in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chetzel Hashem v'chetzel Hashem. But then, 6 years, you work the land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the right to work his land, and therefore, in 1 year, guess what? Shabbos Hashem. Give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what happens? All of a sudden, you worked hard, you have a vineyard, you have trees. Hefker. Hefker. Anyone can come and take. You think it's your land? Anyone can come and take. Okay. Animals can come, anyone, you know, land is Hefka. But then, after 50 years, we're told all land goes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave land to your great, great, great grandfather 3,500 years ago. At the end of 50 years, it goes back. V'aretzos himochel etzmisus, ki li kol haaretz. Land doesn't belong to you. Land is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki gavim v'tzoshavim atem imodi. We are not owners of this world. We are here in this world as gavim and toshavim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Always remember, it doesn't belong to you. And goes through all how land goes back. A Jew wants to work for you. So you own him. He sells himself as an Evan, maybe. No. You don't own another Jew. You have to treat him like a fellow Jew. It's a very, very difficult halacha sometimes. Many people apply to every employee. You don't own him. You don't own your money. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's money, and you're just working in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're an employee in a big, big Asa called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. You're working for him. The land doesn't belong to you. The business doesn't. You want to charge me, you want to charge. Oh, no, you can't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it doesn't belong to you. I'm telling you how to do business. You can do business because I'm letting you do business with my, all the property ultimately belongs to me. And Chazal made a takana. Before you put something in your mouth, make a bracha. Why? They say, one pasuk says, "Lashemaru tsumlo otevel v'yoshevel." Another pasuk says, "Shemaim shemaim Hashem v'aretz nosel v'nei adam." Chazal answer, "Kan kodem b'bracha kalacha bracha." It belongs to me as long as I'm makir. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Means it belongs to me because I'm using HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Oretz Simloa Tevel V'Osher. That is how to approach the world. It's a very important idea. It's an idea that goes through all the Yiddishkeit. And when people talk in terms of giving money to tzedakah and turning money to mitzvahs, it's my money, it's not your money. Nothing's yours. Kili kol aretz. We're here as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's employees working in his world where he gives us rights over a certain amount of property to do things according to his rules. I once hired a certain person. Yeah. And I said, we're learning the following Masechta, we're learning the following Perek. Fine. First day is man, he learns a different Masechta, he opens up, tells the Talmud a different Masechta, a different Perek. He comes, I said, but that's not what's happening. He says, well, I think it's better to learn it that way. I said, too bad. I'm running the yeshiva, learning this parak and this masach, and that's the way it is. I think it's much better to do it this way. Everyone understands I couldn't continue him for more than 2 days as a rabbi. Why not? Because obviously, if I'm the one who's running the yeshiva, he has to listen to the way it is. But, same thing about the world. It's not our world. Kadosh Baruch Hu's world. We're his employees in running the world. That's all. And that's the idea from the very beginning. Ki li kol haaretz. It belongs to me. I did a fantastic real estate deal. I sold my this. No, you can't do these fantastic real estate deals. Why not? Ki li kol haaretz. It doesn't belong to you. You do certain real estate deals, not the other real estate deals. And then there's another idea. Every Jew is equal. This was successful, this didn't success, this everything. Comes Yovel, you begin all over again. Everyone starts from scratch. Gu'ulat Ularetz. And the idea of Shemitah, the idea of Yovel, it's a very essential concept how to approach the world beyond Yovel. Beyond Shemitah. It's not our world. It's Kodesh Baruch Hu's world that we are working for him. He allows us to use it. He allows us to do business. He allows us to have a home. He allows us everything. But with recognition, ultimately it belongs to him and we can only use it according to his rules. And that's the message of Parshas Bahar before we get to Parshas Bechukos. essential message. That's the backbone of all Yiddishkeit. We don't own the world. We don't run the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu thinks, runs the world. They had elections here. Prime Minister thought he ran the country. He ran into a problem. It's not so simple to run the country. They began, I'm running the country. You have a President of the United States, he thinks he's running the country. And Kadosh Baruch Hu reminds him, not so simple. A lot of people think they're running the world. No. It's not our world. It's his world. We're working in his world according to his rules, recognizing continually that it is his world. Chokosai Teleichu. So, the Ramban here, very essential idea. Ramban says, Vasati Sholom Ba'aretz, there's everything, unbelievable prosperity. Ramban explains, very deep idea. Essentially, everything in Rav Chaim Volozhin's Nefesh HaChaya and the Ramban just connect. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kulo Tov. Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world brings Tov. Kadosh Baruch Hu's departure from this world takes away Tov. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim writes, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Metzias of Tov. Kadosh Baruch Hu will not cause any destruction. He says, but if I have a table, there are two ways to destroy the table. One is taking an axe and destroying the table. The other is removing a leg and the table falls down and crashes. Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes withdraws his shmira from the world and let all the natural forces just cause destruction. Now, when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu increase his presence in this world? And when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdraw from the world? Except we are the ones who do it. Our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings, the deeper our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the greater his presence in this world. The more we go against the Rasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we depart from and distance ourselves from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he departs from the world. Chaim Volozhin, Nefesh HaChaim, says Hashem Tzulcha. It's like a shadow. It's like an image in a mirror. It says, stand in front of a mirror and you go like that. The image in the mirror goes back like that. It's up to us. When we're in the... What happened? Says the Ramban. The moment Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, they brought tremendous distance between the human being and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lost it, Lava. It's about a Mashiach. We'll reestablish that Keshe between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That will be bring overwhelming Bracha to this world. And that's what it says. Now, what mitzvah more than any other mitzvah achieves that and accomplishes that? Also says Rashi, the very key Rashi. Mani Mikhaim Shetiyu Amelim Batorah. That mitzvah, more than any other mitzvah that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the mitzvah of not Limud Torah, Amelus Batorah. Two very different things. One is, turning pages. I mean, this is involving your mind deeply in Torah, struggling with it, Today I was sitting on a very, very difficult, difficult Gemara. It means I was working hard. Working hard. It's hard work. Just break my head. I thought I understood the Tosfos. I've had a Mahalach in Tosfos. And I'm sitting there, no, it's not working. This, that, the other thing. Amelus b'Torah. That struggle, that work in Torah. It's also. But it's just not an intellectual exercise. Nas lishmo l'kayim. Then that connection between us and the Kodesh Baruch just means the more Klal Yisrael connects to the Kodesh Baruch, whether it's one, whether it's two, whether it's 20, whether it's 100, it's 1,000, it's 10,000, whatever it is. Connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with mitzvahs. But the highest form of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so a melas b'Torah. If you do it on the highest level, then nature responds because we brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence into the world. Sati gishmeichem b'itom, losaretz yivulo, so the Yitim period. Sati sholom b'aretz. Okay, everything. And it builds and builds and builds. There's a very important yesod here. What makes us deserve a Beis HaMikdash? Well, there's some people who want to jump onto Har HaBayis before Pesach, bring a Korban Pesach. And some people want to blow up the mosque and build a Beis HaMikdash. They have very limited Havonas HaTorah. In 1967, when they conquered the old city, there was a misdirected rabbis, decided, comes Tisha B'Av, not to say Nachim anymore. We have and at that point, my Rebbe Zichron Levracha came out exceedingly strongly. No. But he said, what do we misabel on the Golos HaShechina? We don't have a base of Mikdash. Shechinta Begalus. At that time, I asked him, one of the words in Nachim is Vayavu Ligyonos. It's under control of a foreign army. He said, listen, Chazal made it, he said, something we understand it very well, the political situation. Chazal, Sanhedrin, composed Nachim. They made a takona that can only be overturned by another Sanhedrin. And they put in that the words Vavalu Ilegionus. Apparently they understood. In their Havana, the Torah, that until Bias HaGoel will be another Sanhedrin, Har HaBayis will be always under foreign control. That time no one knew what it was going to be. You know, we cannot do today what we want in Har HaBayis. It's under foreign control. So how do you get to that point? Get to that point, it's up to us. We bring Mashiach. We bring. We bring Binyan Beis HaMikdash, not by storming Har HaBayis. No, that's not what the Pasuk says. V'nosati mishkani b'socham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide when it is. V'nei Yerushalayim hir HaKodesh b'meirin. You HaKadosh Baruch Hu build Yerushalayim. When does that happen? Okay, there's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam about the Beis HaMikdash, whether it be built by human beings or descendant of Shemayim. But Benkach and Benkach, they agree on one thing. By our bringing the Kedusha into this world, we make the world demand a Beis HaMikdash. Salahti Besochachem, or Yisibuchem Elohim, at we'll have a very deep keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's an opposite. What sets in motion the Richuk HaShchinah? How does it begin? Says Rashi. If you value your keshe with HaKadosh Baruch and you know that the keshe with HaKadosh Baruch is intensified by a melas batora, so then you're going to be omo batora. But if you decide you don't want to be omo batora, no. So you're turning it back on the Kodesh Baruch. Oh, you do that? So let's see Rashi. What does it mean? No, yeah, we have to learn Navi. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi knew Navi very well. He wrote a parish on Navi. You understand Torah Shebiksav through Torah Shebal Peh. There's no understanding of Torah Shebiksav without Torah Shebal Peh. The whole school of thought today, in some twisted minds in the Orthodox Jewish community, called Parshonos. Let's understand the Pshuto Shel Mikra, right? But that's not what Rashi says. That's not Achiyuv. We understand Torah Shebiksav through Torah Shebal Peh. That's how we do it. Yoch Kima Mitzvahs. Maybe talk about Kima Mitzvahs. No, it's also true. Kima Mitzvahs. That sets a process in motion. And it sets another process in motion. There are two processes that go. And then all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, okay. Last week, there were a lot of people made demonstrations all over Eretz Yisrael against learning Torah. That's these people here. Moes Bacherim. You don't want to learn? Fine. Oh, but let them try to sit 4 hours to Seder in a Beis Medrash, okay? They couldn't sit 2 minutes doing anything. And it sends, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu says no. Then we have Toch, then Bracha, and we have Klala. And the Klala is, and then what happens? Telchu imi keri. What does keri mean? The Rambam explains it. It beginning of Perikei Holsteinus. Who's running the world? Why is Klal Yisrael suffering? Why is there persecution? Why is there this? Who's running the world? Why are our enemies victorious or not victorious? You think it's up to us? Yeah, we have to do our hishtadlis. But after we finish our hishtadlis, who makes sure whether our hishtadlis works, hishtadlis doesn't work? HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Go back to Gnei Bahar, Ki Li Kol Aretz. He's running the world. But if you think that you have political analysis, Putin here and Zelensky here, and Xi Jinping in China here, and this one here, and how the whole thing's working, that they're running the world. It's a very serious avera called carry. Means, yeah, you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu walked away. He walked away. Maybe he pulled back his protective cover willingly because we pushed him out of the world, and we set in motion all the powers of destruction. But it's up to us. So, and then he goes on, and further carries, further carries. And says the Rambam, it's achzorius. When people look at Jewish history and try to analyze it as the history of any other nation, and you have to understand it was Hitler was this, and you have to understand it was Stalin was this, and rather than seeing that these are tools and pawns in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to achieve what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, you see, carry it happen. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, then not only are you going to be punished for your first Averis, but you're punished for the Aver of the carry, of not seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But who threw HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the world? Who pushed HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's still running the world behind the veil. But who achieved that? And who accomplished that? We did that. And then, in the end, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Eschem and Zora Bagoyim. And finally, I'll throw you out of Eretz Yisrael. You don't deserve Eretz Yisrael. Oz Tir Tzahar Es Hishab Sol Secha. You thought you own this land and you controlled this land. Land doesn't need you, it takes care of itself. You'll be wandering around the nations of the world. Okay. And then one day, Fanisharim Bachem, Fizvadu Asavonu Asavonavos. So what brings the turnaround in Jewish history? That brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu to return it all. Know what it is? Doesn't say mounting an attack and bringing a Korban Pesach on Har HaBayis, which you know is not going to work anyway. V'izvadu esavono v'esavona avoso v'mo'ala mashimo'ala bivi afa shehocho imi bekeri. Two separate things. We have to look at ourselves, how we'll distance ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not realizing he's been running everything down to the finest detail. And then, when we'll finally be broken and accept that, and then there's a haftocha here. If you read any of the histories of the late 19th century, it's obvious. Because when the Jews began coming back here in the 19th century, this was an empty land. There's nothing here. When the Ramban came, time of the Ramban, 13th century, he says, just found one total Chorban. Nothing here. Mark Twain, the American author, came here. He says, there's nothing here. It's empty land. Where's the milk and honey? He kept writing. Nothing here. No such thing as Savas and Vash. But that's the Brocha Kadosh Baruch Hu says. It says, V'ha Oretz Te'elzev Mehem. And so what does the Pasuk says? Rashi says, it's a Brocha Chazal tell us. Why? Because if it had been built up by another nation, we wouldn't be able to come back. It was empty. Now the Palestinians have reinvented a figment of their imagination called Palestinian history. It's a total figment. There's no such thing as Palestinian history. It is when the Jews began coming here, and those Parnosia, they began coming from the surrounding countries. Anyone who knows Aleph Beis of history knows that, except if you went to a university where they twist people's minds and they don't study anything, so you'll feel the Palestinians have something. But it's ABC of history. It's a pasuk. Oretz te'azev mayhem. It'll be desolate. It's the only way we could come back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us from Golos. Okay. We read all of this before Makabal the Torah. Makabal the Torah, what do we say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world belongs to you. We're visitors. Ki gerim v'soshovim atem imadi. We're working in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. He lets us run this world. He lets us use this world. He lets us accumulate wealth and property in this world, yes. But it's borrowed. It's his ultimately. He asks us, recognize it is, use it according to my rules. That's why va'aretz lo tzimocha l'tzmisus ki li kol haaretz. It belongs to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. You do businesses, oh no, you do everything. How you function. Yeah, you can do a lot of things. But it's not yours. Kili Kolaritz. Just recognize that. That's Bahar. Kukosei tells us something else. What is running Jewish history? The Jewish people's connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The deeper connection, the greater bracha it is, the greater his presence is in this world. And that key mitzvah, which is the most powerful way bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence to this world, is limud haTorah, amelus baTorah. And then there's one serious avera, deciding that human beings run this world. It's our world. Quote, Mr. Putin, if I can't run the world, who needs the world? Mine. Everyone thinks the world is mine. They're tools in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. He uses these people, uses human beings, he does it all. And the Aveira of Kerry is very serious and is deep punishment for Kerry. Saying, Mikrobolim, that's the way it happened. You have to understand the economics of the 30s, the economics are here, there was COVID, there was this, that's why, Russia, it's all nice and fine. But what is that? That pushes HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the back, in the back of a little black hole out there somewhere. No. It's the Aveira of Kerry, not seeing his active presence in this world. He's running it. And all of this is the Hakdoma. Kabbalah Satorah. Chazal made a takana. We read the Torah once a year. There were places they read the Torah once every 3 years. It was smaller sections. But even those places, they read this before Shavuos. Without this, these are the basic ideas that go into Kabbalah Satorah. Mirtz Hashem will be able to Mekabel the Torah properly and understand. And for us, the understanding, that mitzvah brings the greatest presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That connects us into the to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the highest way. That brings the greatest brach in this world. Is what? Limud haTorah. Amelus baTorah. Working hard, struggling. Bang your head. And now I got the Tosas. Now I got the Rashba. This is our job. And that's what brings ultimately the broch into this world.